God's divine omnipotence. Knowledge, we are told, is the key to success, and knowledge is acquired from teachers, books, and the circumstances of life. And a greater knowledge is built upon a lesser knowledge. But the frail human mind, intricate though it is, cannot secure all knowledge. But God is the omnipotent one who knows all things with perfect knowledge. Yet God is, and has been, and ever shall be, the all-knowing omnipotence. Never learning, nor being taught, for his knowledge is eternally all-perfect. He knows each creature and every one. He knows every power and principality. He knows each law, every mystery, every cause and effect, each desire and secret. He knows everything visible and invisible, natural and spiritual, good and evil, in time and in space and in eternity. He knows the end from the beginning. He knows the thoughts of every heart. He knows the very number of our hairs and the secret longings of each heart. He knew us as we were secretly being formed in the womb of our mother. He scheduled each day of our lives and knows the future plans he has for each of us. He knew us before the worlds began, and he chose us then to be his bride. Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways are past finding out. Oh, that is a God that is worth knowing. It is good to learn what we can about him, for it does give us understanding. And it's good to search the scriptures daily to find out all that God has told us. But the vital necessity of each child of God is to know this divine omnipotence. And God, in his perfect grace and consummate love, made himself known in and through the person of the lovely Lord Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. But how few want to know him. How very few want to know the Lord Jesus. Or many follow his teachings, thinking them to be good moral standards to emulate. Many admire the wise words he uttered, especially in the original Greek language. Many seek to interpret his words and calculate the meaning behind his proclamations. But only a very small remnant worship at his feet and honestly want to know him. There were very few that sat at the feet of Jesus, gazing at his beauty at his first coming. And there are still very few whose deepest desire is to know this perfect man, this divine omnipotence. And yet to know him should be the deepest desire of every blood-bought child. Oh, I look at Paul, the man who had a one-to-one teaching from the Lord Jesus himself. Paul, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, who knew the Holy Scriptures better than all men. Paul, the man chosen of God to be his special tool to take the gospel to the Gentiles. Paul, the apostle who was given the mystery of the church, the bride of Christ. Paul, the prophet, who wrote so much of Holy Scripture, inspired by the Holy Spirit. Paul, whose instructions to the body were on how to live a life pleasing to the Lord. And Paul, at the end of his life, had one deep and one intense desire and longing, that I may know Christ. To me, this brief sentence from this great man should be taken very seriously. His words should alert each of us to where our priorities should lie. It is not what you know, nor is it about what knowledge you can acquire. It's all about who you know that counts.